I received an official letter from President Sirleaf this morning recalling me to Monrovia for consultations and a possible reassignment. Considering that my appointment, I serve at the will and pleasure of the President, I have received a letter with gratitude and appreciation. I have been honored and privileged to serve the people of Liberia and the government of Liberia in the capacity here in Washington, D.C., before that at the U.N. in New York.
Ambassador, someone told me some time ago that you did make a presentation recently in which you, in reality, announced your intention to run for president. First of all, is that true?
It's absolutely not true. I was invited to a friend's birthday party. As you know, with many Liberians, in any gathering, social gathering, politics are discussed. There were discussions, political discussions, but I did not in any way, shape, or form declare or express any ambitions or political ambitions.
So you did not criticize the government of President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf?
Why would I criticize the government that I'm part of? I certainly did not. My function here is to serve in the interests of Liberia. And I've done so with great dignity and pride and honor. And I challenge anyone to come up and show me any instance where I was critical of my government. In spite of the fact that I am of an opposition party, I have publicly acknowledged and expressed appreciation to Mrs. Sirleaf for giving me this opportunity. And I have served to the best of my ability in the interest of Liberia following her agenda. So there was no time in my career in New York or here in Washington where I was critical of Mrs. Sirleaf or the government.
Ambassador Barnes, do you have any intention to run for president, say 2011, the next year's election?
Look, I am part of a political party, the Liberia Destiny Party. We participated in the elections in 2005. We are a party that expect to participate in the political dispensation in Liberia, but I have not yet made the personal decision to pursue this ambition. And then when we do so at the appropriate time, we will make it known to our party.
Ambassador Barnes, do you think some of these issues I'm raising with you may have been the motivation for your recall?
I think that, you know, I serve at the will and pleasure of the president, and it is her prerogative to recall or remove or reassign any official government that is appointed as it's within her own constitutional mandate.